It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before you're in and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to the Ralph Millen Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're about ready to go to the second half of our college hoops doubleheader today. Ladies game in the book. It is the guys' turn. Benedictine hosting Mid-America Nazarene. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here in the gym. We'll be back here at the Nolan. I'm going to bring you the starters, a little insight into the game, and then it'll be the tip-off. Game two coming up here on Kent Radio. Right after this.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway. Eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back here to the Dolan Gymnasium. You got a couple of teams coming together here today who, my goodness, they have been playing each other since time began. I think the first day they made dirt, the next afternoon they put a basketball court down on and started playing hoops together. Benedictine at Mid-America. First time these two teams met this year, Benedictine won in Olathe in a thriller, 63-59 down at the Cook Center. And phone down. We're going to get a little light here so we can see kind of sort of what's going on. That meeting, Benedictine's Hagen Hilgendorf led the Ravens with 14 points and 5 rebounds. Bryson Maroon had 11 and 5. And Mid-America was led by Gary Clary. And we're going to talk about that, but right now let's take a little bit of a look at the starters for these clubs here this afternoon. And for Mid-America, under head coach Adam Hepker, they come into the game at 500 team at 10-10 of the season. They are 9-7 in the heart. They're going to be starting one senior, one junior, two sophomores, and a freshman. Like the ladies team, they are a very young group with senior Gary Clay. He's 6'3" out of Chicago, Illinois. The junior is Caden Taberline. He's the big guy in the middle, the 6'7" junior out of Olathe. You move to the sophomores at 6'2", it's going to be Boston, Massachusetts native Malachi Bryant. And another Olathe guy, 6'4", Isaiah Cole. The freshman, he's out of the UK, Manchester. Joe Buchanan, of 6'7" freshman. For the Benedictine Ravens, under head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Peer, the Ravens at 6-11 on the season and 5-8 in the conference are going to be starting. Well, kind of when they're healthy, the same group we've been seeing a little bit. But senior Gino Corridori holding down the 5 spot. He's a 6'8" senior from Littleton, Colorado. A couple of juniors out there with 6'5" Preston Reynolds out of Leawood, Kansas, and 6'2" junior Bryson LaRue from Lee's Summit, Missouri. A sophomore, Jack Vanderwoody out of Noakesville, Virginia at 6'4", and running the ball club from the point as a freshman. The 6'1", Declan Sullivan, he is from South Bend, Indiana. Benedictine in the home whites with red and black. Mid-America in the Rutgers red. Is that Rutgers red? I don't know. Maybe. Bright red uniforms with white lettering and trim. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The guys game coming up in the house is still quite packed. A lot of people coming up for the ladies game earlier and now here for game two. Crystal comes into the center circle, and the ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Mid-America. And with that, we are underway. Malachi Bryant will bring the ball up the floor into the forecourt. There have been games already around his conference. There's a shot underneath is no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Gino, and then he gets tied up. Possession will go to Benedictine with the alternate possession. Around the conference, well, the teams late in the season, and I think we're late in the season now, they found their offense. Missouri Valley has beaten Mount Mercy 82-73. Graceland over Penn 93-68. And in regulation, Central Methodist over Clark 110-76 this afternoon. So here comes Benedictine with their first possession of the game. They'll feed underneath the bounce. Oh, a pretty assist by Preston Reynolds in the bucket by Gino Corridori. Benedictine will lead early 2-0. Back over to the left side. Mid-America with a basketball. They'll feed in the middle. It's going to be batted. Knocked away by Gino. But saved out on top by Cole. Isaiah Cole will swing it over to the left side. Driving down the right side of the lane with it is going to be Buchanan. He'll fall away, put it up, and good. So that bucket is going to be up and in for Mid-America. And Joe Buchanan has his first points, tying the game at 2 apiece. Here's Jack for 3. No. Rebound. Saved by Declan Sullivan, and the Ravens are going to keep the offense out there. So Sullivan is able to haul down the basketball, and Benedictine is going to keep the offense alive. Here's going to be Vanderwoody. Dumps it into the corner. Bryson LaRue. Little skip pass for Gino. It's going to be batted free, stolen. Knocked away by Caverline. Saved by Buchanan. Here comes Mid-America. Clay will have it over on the right side. 18-18 to go in the opening half. Bryant puts it off on top. Mid-America works the outside against the Raven player D. Now the acceleration of the baseline. The shot off the block. It's got to be off the window. A bucket and a plus one for Joe Buchanan. H.W. Cannon will hit the bucket, draw the foul. The whistle is going to be on Preston Reynolds. It'll be his first. And the free throw is good. So Mid-America is going to take a 5-2 lead over the Ravens at 2 minutes into the game. Declan Sullivan into the forecourt. Ravens go left side. Bryson way out in front of the BC student section. Out on top, Preston. He's alone. Launches a three that misses. And a rebound is going to be tipped out. And they're going to say it's Raven basketball. A very veteran officiating crew here today. These are all good officials. They'll do a nice job this afternoon. Here's LaRue. He'll glide to the left side. Dumps it over to Declan. Sullivan goes to the free throw line. Back outside. Left tennis shot. Got it! Jack Vanderwoody for three. Ties the game. We're even at five. 17 and a half to go. Here in the first half in the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball here on CARE Radio. All batted away for just a moment by Corridori. Kaberline had it. Now to the left side. Rejected by Corridori. Now there's a problem when you got the 6'2" sophomore guard driving in from the left side. 6'2" might be a stretch. He didn't look that tall. Corridori coming from the side just threw that ball out of bounds. Mid-America brings it back in. Shot clock at 5. Twisting, turning, falling away. The shot is up and missing. Jack coming out with a rebound. Here comes Declan. Ravens are going to run into the forecourt. We're 3 minutes into the game. Tied at 5. Out on top. Back over to the right side. Declan Sullivan starts into the lane. Stops. Comes out on top. Three-point shot. Bryson. Bingo! Bryson LaRue! Ravens go up 8-5. It is Benedictine's largest lead of the afternoon at the 16:45 mark of the opening half. Lots of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. Baker, the lone team with the bye date today. Here's a running shot from the right side. It's going to be up and in for the Pioneers. Caden Kaberline, 8-7, Benedictine. I mentioned those first three games, the noon games, already in the book, which would have been the 2 o'clock guys game, noon game for the ladies, falling away. 18-footer, the long two is good for Bryson. Ravens go up 10-7. We are 4 minutes into the game, moving along quickly. And Benedictine is going to be set to make his first substitution of the afternoon. Hilgendorf coming to the scorer's table. We'll hope that he is improving health-wise and as well. Long three, nope, rebound, Sullivan. Declan races up the court. All the way to the left side. The running three for Jack. Yes! Vanderwood, he knocks another three down. His second. Benedictine's third three-pointer of the game. Ravens go up by half dozen with 15 and a half to go. The lob down to the baseline. The ball's going to get away. It'll go out of bounds. Benedictine will have it in. A trio of substitutions coming in for Mid-America. You're going to get Shane Stevenson, a 6'7 junior from North. Now, just not Mankato, but in fact, North Mankato, Minnesota. Brooks Langerer, who feels like he's been there forever. He's a 6'3 senior from Harrisonville. And trying to get out, Gerard Bosch from Barcelona, Spain, a 6'7 sophomore. So right now, Mid-America is a tall team out there, and the Ravens will get the ball into the middle. And the shot by Preston won't drop. At 15 minutes to go in the opening half, Mid-America with a defensive rebound and the race into the forecourt. Over to the left side is going to be Brooks. Langer lobs it out on top to Clay. He'll cut down the right side, drops a shoulder, shots up and no good. Rebound saved down by Bryson. LaRue into the forecourt with it. 14:45 to go. First half. The pass down low and it's going to be lost by Hilgendorf and Hagen. Moments into the ballgame, we'll have his first turnover and we will have a media timeout. Break in the action. 14 minutes and 44 to go in the opening half here in the Nolan Gymnasium. College basketball, where the Ravens lead Mid-America 13-7.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven commercial in downtown Atchison.
Benediction, as we mentioned earlier, playing Mid-America back in December on the 7th. And as the Pioneers come into the game today, they are an ever-improving team. Since the start of the calendar year, they're 5-1. 1-1 on the road, 4-0 at home. And their only loss since the first of the year has come to Grayson. Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. The only loss has come to Grayson, and that's where Benedictine is going to be next. We'll be up there with them on Wednesday. Grayson receiving votes in the national poll. They are a very, very good team. So, in the meantime, Benedictine has been kind of struggling a little bit. Ravens. Oh, here's a three-pointer from the left side. It's going to be up and good for Mid-America and Brooks Langerer for three. So, it's now 13-10, Ravens. 6-point lead, quickly cut in half. Here's Declan Sullivan, left side. Start down the lane, dumps it over to Preston. Back out of top, Bryson. LaRue, way over to the left side to Jack. Shot clock in single digits. Helgendorf at 4, at 3, at 2, at 1. Ravens are going to get a shot. Oh, they do. Nope. Didn't get the shot off. So BC moving the ball around a lot, not getting anything done with it. So Benedictine, after opening up the month with a nice win over William Penn, they have now lost four consecutive coming into the game today. Drew Purdy will come to the scorer's table for the Ravens. He'll check in at the next dead ball opportunity. Also getting set to come in for Benedictine is going to be Harrison Kissling. Here's a shot from the outside. It's another three. It's up and good. Three-point buckets back-to-back have tied the game. This one belongs to Gary Clay. And it's 13-13 with 13:30 to go. And driving down, the bucket is good by Jack Vanderwoody. 15-13. 13:20 to go. We've got a few points here in the early going. Little skip pass at the baseline. It's going to get away out of bounds. They were trying to get a little bounce pass down low to Stevenson. But Shane couldn't quite reach it. And it will be Benedictine ball in the backcourt. Now let's see who's going to check in. Into the game here is going to come Mid-America's Brandon Van Dyke, a 6'2 junior from Harriman, Utah. Now, he didn't get that much playing time. He averages 3 points a game. But they've got him into the game early today. Here's a shot up and no good for the Ravens offensive board. Here's Bryson hitting the three. LaRue. So Jack has 8, Bryson has 8, and Benedictine has 18. The other two belong to Corridori. 18-13, Benedictine. 12.5 to go. First half, three-pointer left side, off the mark, no. Nice offensive rebound down at the baseline, and Mid-America will rotate it back off on top. Dropping a shoulder, leaning in, Stevenson's shot, no, and they're going to call a travel. Corridori jumps off the Raven bench, and the official turns around and just a cheer on his teammate. Crystal turns out and says, you know what, you can cheer him just as well seated. Thank you. Here's Benedictine going to the other end of the floor, and as LaRue goes up for the driving layup, he's knocked hard to the floor. Foul is going to be on Gerard Bosch. Good news for Bryson and Benedictine as he gathers himself for a moment, springs to his feet. Now he's coming to the free throw line. I like the ladies' game. Not many fouls being called in this one. The first free throw, it's up and in for LaRue. So at 12:14 to go in the opening half, each team has one foul. Preston Reynolds for Benedictine, and now Gerard Bosch for Mid-America. Second free throw, he'll hit them both. And Bryson LaRue, 10 points already. It is 20-13. Benedictine with its biggest lead now, up 7. LaRue will come out, and Hilgendorf will come out. Sullivan will come out for Benedictine. So the Ravens are going to be out there with Harrison Kissling and Jack Vanderwoody, Gino Corridori. Over to the right side, Drew Purdy, and other baseline left is going to be Larry Parker the third. Backing in with the ball, backing in, ball batted away, backing in, ball batted away, brings it back out on top, shot clock at 9, Mid-America still with the ball, all kinds of contact, man, they are playing. Here's a shot, fading away, it's a 3, it's good. Now there's some hoops going on right there. That shot is going to be good by Van Dyke and Branson Van Dyke. Makes it 20-16. Corridori, little hook shot in the lane. Too strong. Hits the back of the rim. Karam's way out, and Mid-America's going to sweep it down. Transition into the fourth court. Buchanan will go all the way to the baseline, but Parker cuts him off there. They'll push it back out on top. Stevenson hits the three. Just squared up and launched it, and Mid-America from the outside has knocked down a couple of long shots. And are we getting a... What do we got going on here? Got the players running out on the floor. I'm not sure just what was going on there. I thought they were calling a timeout, and then nobody calls a timeout. And Mid-America had 9 guys on the floor for a minute. Here's the 3-point shot. It's up and good by Harrison Kissling. Now, these two teams just kind of punching at one another. 23-19, Benedictine. The shot on the other end. It's up and good, plus a Corridori foul. Coming to the line is going to be Shane Stevenson. It's 23-21. 10:50 to go. And I think, or maybe not. Got one of them. The girls' team was leaving for a bit, but the free throw is going to be up and good, but I see some of them still sitting over here. 23-22, so Benedictine's lead of 7, now trimmed to 1, 10:40 to go in the half. Kissling right in front of the Pioneer bench to Jack. It'll be 3. It'll be good. Jack Vanderwoody, he's got 11, and it's 26-22. Both of these teams are on a 100-point pace right now. With 10.5 to go in the first half. Mid-America, left side, kicked in the corner. Here's a 3. That one does not go. Offensive rebound in the corner. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. Mid-America will reset the offense. Left side is going to be Buchanan. He will start in against Drew Purdy. Shot, rejection, throws the ball down the hallway. Nice block by Benedictine, 6'8 freshman. It's got to be kind of cool for Drew Purdy to be playing against Mid-America. Drew is an Olathe kid. Mid-America looking to bring it in. 10 on the shot clock. Out on top. The 3 for Buchanan. Wow, what a shot. Buchanan. He's got 8. And it's 26-25. We're inside 10 minutes of play in the opening half. Here's LP, drives down, gets fouled. We're taking a break. Timeout on the floor, 9:48 to go in the first half from the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball, Chris Benedict at 26, Mid-America 25.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball game? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hey, there's a tremendous crowd on hand here in the Nolan Gymnasium this afternoon. Exciting ladies game. Mid-America coming away with a W in that one. Now the guys' contest and the Ravens. Here's the thing. These teams are both just blistering hot. Mid America hitting 9 of 17 shots. They're hitting 53%, and the Ravens doing way better. 9 of 14, 64% from the floor. Mid America's 5 of 8 from outside. Benedictine is 6 of 9, so they're hitting 63 and 67% from the outside. Both teams are perfect at the free throw line. I mean, this has been an offensive-minded first quarter of this game. Here come the Ravens. BC will put it in play from the far side. Corridori has it. It is Kissling, Vanderwood, Parker, Corridori, Purdy. Here's the shot up from the outside and good. And BC will add a couple of more, making it 28-25, 9:20 to go. First half. Turnaround shot from in the lane. Little hook shot is going to be up and in for Gary Clay. And it's 28-27. Jack Van Rudy's having some kind of a game right now. 13 points for Jack. Bryce in the room. Starts right. Pulls up. 17-footer. No. It's almost startling when a shot does not go in right now. Mid-America will bring it back up the floor. 8:50 to go in the opening half. Here's a three for the lead. Buries it from way out of the right side and then pointing to one of the Benedictine fans in the crowd as he comes up the floor. Gary Clay has 8. It is 30-28. Mid-America. They go up by a couple. Gino comes out on top. Back to the left. Gino goes 3. No. Rebound saved underneath. Put up and in! What hustle by Deglin Sullivan! And it's 30-30. We're all tied up at 8:14 to go in the opening half. Backing in on the left side for Mid-America is going to be Caberline. The three from the top. Wow! By the big guy, what a shot by Buchanan. He's got a couple of threes, a couple of twos. He's got 11 points already. It's 7:57 to go. First half. 33-30 Mid-America. Nothing but offense happening out here right now. Stepping inside, the dish to the corner. Working his way back on top is going to be Sullivan. Declan gets it over to Jack. Back it goes to Bryson. Steps inside a defender. Goes 3, can't get it. Rebound, Mid-America. That was a great look at the rim, but the shot missing. Camberline coming up with the board. Pioneers back up court with a 3-point advantage. 7:20 to go in the opening half. Mid-America backing away with it. That's going to be Voss. Elijah Voss, a 6'4 freshman from Des Moines. Shot goes up. No, rebound, Benedictine. Deep in the corner. Ravens are going to be able to grab that thing up. Declan Sullivan comes up with the board, brings it up the floor, kicks it over to Bryson, back to Declan. And now, off the right block, just pushing and shoving and jersey grabbing, and the foul is going to be called on Mid-America's Elijah Voss. That will be his second foul. Team foul 3. Corridori out of the ball game, and Hagen Hilgendorf back in. Hagen's only played 3 minutes of the game today. No shots. No fouls. Here's a 3. Vanderwoody wide and got fouled on top. 3 free throws coming up for Jack. And that is going to be the first foul of the ball game by Joe Buchanan. 6:55 to play in the first half. Head coach Hepker from Mid-America. He's having a little heart-to-heart with the official to call that foul. And he's walking thin ice out here. First free throw, no good. Jack would look at the second one and got it. One more shot coming up for Jack Vanderwoody. BC is going to bring Ezra into the game. I'm not even sure we saw Ezra the other night, Wednesday night. I didn't think so. One more free throw. 2 out of 3 for Jack. It is a 33-32 Mid-America lead. At the 6:50 mark of the opening half. Nice backdoor pass, but it's going to be a little out in front of it off the fingertips of Gary Clay. So Mid-America with a turnover and Benedictine coming up the court with the basketball. Here's your Raven 5. It is going to be Ezra Vigampa and Hagen Hogendorf. Got Bryson LaRue out there, Jack Vanderwoody, and rounding it out, Preston Reynolds. At 6.5 to go in the half, here's Ezra, stops left side of the free throw line, comes out on top, Bryson, steps to end of the corner to Preston, wants to get to the middle, but can't. Now Bryson for three, it's short, rebound, back up and in, Hilgendorf. Hagen was able to follow it in spite of mistiming his leap just a little bit, looking for the rebound. It's 34-33, and Benedictine goes back in front by one. 6:15 to go. Down to the baseline right, spinning the shot, up the window, and no good. Unable to knock it down, Shane Stevenson, Ravens, back up court with the basketball. 6 minutes to go in the half. Here's a three, no. Rebound, Pioneers. Minnebrand can back up the floor, Bryant will bring it down. He'll go left side, he'll get bumped, it'll be a foul by LaRue. So Bryson's first foul. Benedictine, team foul three. 34-33, Ravens in front, here in front of the home crowd of the Nola Gymnasium. We're in Atchison, Kansas, Schwartz Men's College Basketball, three-point shot, Mid-America, perfect. What a nice touch on the shot on the right side by Brooks Wangerer. It is his second three today. Mid-America back up by a pair at 36-34. These two teams are just shooting phenomenal numbers. Here's Ezra. That's wide right. Rebound. Mid-America, Langerer with the board. And it's going to be stolen. Coming down, laying it up, laying it in. Bryson LaRue. Bryson saw that thing coming. Stepped in front of the cross-court pass and went uncontested to the other end of the floor to lay it in. We're tied at 36. 5 minutes left in the half. Back to left side, back out on top. Mid-America works down, little bump off the block, falling away, too much on it. The offensive board, and a nice strong putback by Shane Stevenson. Mid-America back up by two. 38-36. 4:40 to go in the half. Ezra skips it over. Bryson backs in, goes to Ezra. Hilgendorf to Bryson, shot clock's at 8. Here's Preston from the corner for 3. For 3, is it good? Preston, his first points of the game. 39-38, Benedictine back up one. 4:10 to go. Here's a 3 from the other side. It's good. Falling away in the corner. 3-point shot. That's the third 3 for Langerer. 41-39. I'll be a while counting how many lead changes we've had in the first half. There have been a bunch. 3:50 to go in the half. We are owed a media break. Now here's a pass inside. It's kicked, and that's going to do it. We're going to get a timeout. 3:43 to go. Here in the opening half in the Nolan. Mid-America 41, Benedictine 39.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
That Benedictine Pep Band amping up the crowd here in the Ralph Donut Gymnasium. We're in the late going of the opening half. 3 minutes and 43 seconds to go before intermission. It's a two-point game. 41-39, Mid-America in front. Happy to have you with us for men's college basketball, the ladies' game. So Mid-America come away with another win and continue to be undefeated in the conference. Guys' game has been back and forth and back and forth. Looking at some of the numbers right now, the shooting percentages, Mid-America hitting 58%, Benedictine 56, Mid-America 15 of 26, BC 14 of 25, three-point shooting, Pioneers red hot, 75% from outside on 9 of 12. That's hard to duplicate. Benedictine hitting 47, 7 of 15. Ravens put the ball in play. We're back at it. Hilgendorf will have it on the right side. Ravens on offense. Hagen turns around, puts a shot airborne. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Bryant. Here comes Mid-America. Malachi Bryant dumps it over to the right side from the block. The shot hits the side of the backboard. It's on the floor and knocked out of bounds. Deglan Sullivan will have touched it last. It will be Mid-America basketball. 3:14 left first half. Benedictine with Vicampa, Reynolds, Vanderbooty, LaRue, and Hilgendorf. Mid-America brings it in. It's going to be Bosch to Langer. Langer's been kind of a hot hand. He is 3 of 3, 3-point shooting. Here's a little hook shot from the right side. It's up and good by Bosch. And the first points of the game for Girard makes it 43-39. Ravens down 4. I believe this is the largest Mid-America lead so far. 2:50 to go in the half. Drew Purdy with it right side. Feeds in the middle. And as Harrison drives into the lane, a foul is called on Mid-America's Malachi Bryant. So Malachi, foul number one. BC will bring it in. Right side. Hilgendorf. Out on top. It'll go. Bryson from 16. Short. Rebound. Hagen. Puts it out to Drew. Purdy goes into the lane. Spins. Little hook shot. Nice touch on the shot by Drew Purdy. His first points of the game. 43-41. 2:20 left in the half. And they'll push and a foul on Purdy. So Drew will have his first, Benedictine's fourth foul. Again, not a lot of fouls getting called in this game. Mid-America's been called for 5. And we're 2:17 left before intermission. Inbound will come topside to Bosch, over to the left side to Bryant. He'll feed back over to Langerer. Ravens have a little mismatch thing going on underneath here. Can't take advantage of it offensively. Now the three right side, no good. Rebound, tipped around, out on top, saved by the Pioneers. Buchanan will save it. Goes left side, Langer. Back out on top, Bryant. From 18, no. Rebound, Deglan, Sullivan, and he cannot save it in. It'll go back to Mid-America. Minute 47 to go in the opening half. It's still a 43-41 Mid-America lead here in the Nolan. Little left-hand dribble up top side for Malachi Bryant. Kicks it over to Buchanan. He works against Purdy. Can't get inside. Trains back. Drops his shoulder. Leans in. The shot blocked. We're going to call him for a foul or travel. That was a nice job defensively by Drew Purdy. And a minute and a half to go in the first half. Here comes Benedictine trailing by 2. Kissling, LaRue, Hilgendorf, Sullivan, and Purdy out there for Coach Moody. So we're a little under that 100-point mark that we were at earlier, but this is still a very high-scoring game. Cross-court it goes. Out on top to Purdy. Here's Kissling, shot clock at 8. Underneath it goes to Purdy for the two-handed throwdown. What an assist by Harrison Kissling, and Purdy jams a pair, tying the game at 43 with a minute left in the half. Here's a shot from the outside. No, rebound tipped out Mid-America. The follow shot gets the roll by Langerer. 45-43 Mid-America. And we get a timeout. Yeah. It'll be Pioneer timeout, taking it with 41 seconds left in the half. Mid-America, 45, Benedictine, 43.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
In the opening half of the guys' game, Mid-America utilizes a timeout, leading at 45-43, or rather, Benedictine does, 45-43. Now, the Ravens, let's see what kind of a play they have put in. Ravens will bring it inbound. Out on top is LaRue. Are they looking for two? Are they looking for three? Here's Vanderwood. He can't elude the defender. Gets it down low to Purdy. 10 on the shot clock. Cross court, it goes right side. Deglin, three? No. Rebound, Pioneers. So Mid-America with 20 seconds, lots of time. And now we're going to get a Mid-America timeout. What we'll do, Joseph, hang on to it right here. So with 40 seconds left down to, Benedictine takes the timeout. And then look at it. Work some kind of a play that would give them a tie or maybe a halftime lead. It did not come to fruition. So now Mid-America coming up with a rebound. They use a timeout. With 19 seconds to play in the half to see if they cannot extend what is for them right now a two-point lead. Pioneers coming into the ballgame today with a 10-10 record, 9-7 in the conference. The Ravens are 6-12, 5-9 in the heart. And for Mid-America, it's going to be put in play the 28-foot mark on the far side. And here it comes. Brought in by Buchanan. To Bryant. Back to Buchanan. 15. Way out on top. Bryant. 10 seconds. Bryant. He's his left side. Raven's gone to his zone here. Now here's a feed left. Step 12 footer. Knocking it down. Raven's going to have to get it in. Get a shot off. Three-quarter court shot at the buzzer. He's not going to go. And that is halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Atchison, Kansas. The teams are headed for the locker room. It is Mid-America 47, Benedictine 43.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Well, the Ravens dance team performing for the crowd at halftime, and take a little bit of an opportunity to look at how that first half came together. Again, Pioneers go to the locker room leading at 47-43. Scoring leaders for Mid-America, 11 apiece for Joe Buchanan and Brooks Langerer, Shane Stevens and Gary Clay, each with eight. It drops dramatically. You've got Brenton Van Dyke, three, and Gerard Bosch with two. For Benedictine, similarly, two guys getting really the lion's share of the points, and then it falls to very little. Jack Vanderwoody, 15 first half points. Bryson LaRue at 12. It was 4 in the first half for Drew Purdy. Harrison Kissling hits a three. Preston Reynolds hits a three. And two each, Declan Sullivan, Gino Corridori, and Hagen Hilgendorf. So, for Benedictine, the points coming from the outside, Van Rudy and Maru. For Mid-America, the points coming really from the outside, Buchanan and Langer. Buchanan a couple of threes, Langer with three threes on their way to 11 points each. Looking at statistical comparisons, very similar. Benedictine hitting 53% on 16 and 30. Mid-America hitting 55% on 18 and 33. From the outside, both teams are shooting well. Mid-America shooting a phenomenal 64%. They are 9 of 14 from three-point range. Benedictine is 7 of 16 for 44%. Pioneers have not missed a free throw in the first half, and Benedictine is 4 of 5 with only 4 first-half turnovers for the Ravens. Mid-America with a little bit of a rebounding advantage, not a big one, at 16-13. So all that said, these two teams are playing pretty well. They're shooting pretty well. They're putting a lot of points on the board. And I think expecting a high-scoring second half of this game would be absolutely reasonable. We're taking a break. Second half of tonight's second game coming up live here on Care Radio. But first, with a halftime score in the Nolan Gym, the Mid-America Pioneers 47, the Benedictine Ravens 43. We're taking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio with a carefully crafted halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Nottie Fine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before you're in and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the MSC Radio Network schedule, we've got the AFC Championship game as the Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the Buffalo Bills tomorrow night at 6:30 in the evening. Tune in to KMZA 92.1 or KLZA. It will be beginning at 5:30 for the pregame for that big Chiefs game tomorrow. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, coming up on Tuesday, we will have high school basketball from the JCN tournament. It'll be Oskaloosa versus Atchison and Northeast Kansas versus Valley Falls. Then on Wednesday night, we'll return to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Graceland. Tune in about 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. In the Thursday night roundup, we've got, of course, Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we'll be doing the JCN tournament semifinals. The teams will be announced. Those games should kick off sometime right around 6 p.m. And that brings us back to next Saturday as we will have Benedictine at Mount Mercy. Again, the games have a high noon tip next Saturday for the women's game. The men will take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Taking a look around the area in women's basketball, we have some finals to report. It was Mount Mercy over Missouri Valley, 84-64. Clark ladies topped Central Methodist, 66-61. Graceland had a good day over William Penn, 73-54. Grandview beat Culver Stockton, 76-65. And Park topped Peru State, 65-61. In the game that we listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was a loss for the Lady Ravens as the Mid-America Nazarene ladies had 65 points to Benedictine ladies 49. In men's basketball, we have a couple of finals to report. Missouri Valley beat Mount Mercy 82-73. It was Central Methodist with 110 over Clark's 76 at the end of regulation for the high score so far today. Graceland had 93 points to William Penn's 68 at the end of regulation. At the half, in the Culver-Stockton-Grandview game, it is Grandview's time so far with 35 points to Culver-Stockton's 20. Peru State is leading Park by 2 points, 36-34, with 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first. And in this game, we've got Mid-American Nazarene leading Benedictine, 47-43. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 19. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 18. Lots of sunshine and dry Monday and Tuesday. Mid-40s Monday, upper 40s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 38 and partly cloudy here in Atchison. It feels like 33 out there with the winds out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 50%. The dew point 21 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.31 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We'll be here in the Ralph Millen Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where the men's game is at halftime. Both clubs have returned to the court. Going through some warm-up prep and getting ready for the second half. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph, the producer, engineer, halftime guru extraordinaire, back at the Care Studio. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Kautz with you here courtside, and as these two teams get set to go to the second half, Mid-America is enjoying a four-point lead, 47-43. Now, here in Mid-America, you got four guys who come into the game averaging double-figure scoring. And you've got probably just a Gerard Bosch. He's way below his average. You got to be worried about him. He averages 11. He's got two. You got Brooks Langerer. Well, he averages 11. He's got 11. You got Joe Buchanan, averages 15. He's got 11. Stevenson and Clay with 8 apiece, and they average about 11. So most of the guys are on pace. The two guys you got to wonder about, Gerard Bosch, well under his average, and Malachi Bryant, who averages 11.0, okay? He has no points yet in the game. So you've got to be asking yourself, is Malachi Bryant going to be the guy who steps up in the second half, or is he going to continue to be the facilitator that he was for this team in the opening half? He's got one rebound, three assists, and 17 minutes, going only 1-5. Malachi Bryant, 1-5, keeping the ball in the first half. So here we go. Mid-America going to be putting the ball in play to begin the second half. In the red with white, Benedictine in the white with black and red. And it looks like it's going to be the original starting fives for both teams out there. Pioneers are going to have Bryant, Clay, Cole, Buchanan, and Caberline. Benedictine is going to have Preston, Jack, Bryson, Deglin, and Gino. The quick three from the right side. It's up and in. And, man, Joe Buchanan continues to be hot. That is his 14th point of the game. And right out of the gate, it goes 50-43. Biggest lead of the game for Mid-America. Moments into the second half. BC will go along to the left side. The three for LaRue is going to be off the front lip of the rim. Rebounding it down is Mid-America Clay coming up with the basketball. He'll weave into the forecourt, bringing it up himself. Thumps it over to the right side. Bryant, and now the ball nearly goes into the crowd and somehow saved over there by Isaiah Cole, who lands in the third row. Everybody seems to be okay, and BC will steal it. Here comes the Raven drive, and a driving layup good by Jacqueline Sullivan. He's got four. 50-45. We are a minute into the second half. And a driving layup on the other end is going to quickly be up and good for Gary Clay. So these teams starting the second half kind of like they started the first half, putting up a lot of points and not wasting any time doing it. Here's LaRue. Kicks it over. Declan Sullivan back to Bryson. She will spin in, get picked up on a double, feeds underneath. Corridori turns and scores. It is 53-47. 18-18 to go. Corridori with four. Back over to the right side of America, right in front of the Pioneer bench from the baseline. A three is up and good again. Well, I tell you, Joe Buchanan having him a game today. I've got him for, 17? And Benedictine, as they get to midcourt, will take a timeout. We're doing it. Taking a break here at the Nolan with 17:55 to play in the game. Pioneers 56, Ravens 47.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
We knew coming into the game that Joe Buchanan's pretty good. We know that he's a shooter. He averages 15 a ball game. He started every game for this team, but he has come out in the first 2 minutes of the second half and hit three threes. He's now got 20 points this afternoon and has lifted his team to their largest lead of the day at 56-47. So, here we go. Benedictine going to make a little bit of a change in the lineup. They're going to bring Larry Parker the third into the game, and they're going to bring Hagen Hilgendorf in to join out on the court. Who else we got out there? Jack Vanderwood, Declan Sullivan, and Bryson LaRue. So let's see what Benedictine has up its sleeve. Certainly this is going to be more defensive than offensive switch. Here's Deglin. He'll go three. Nope. And a rebound cleared away by Joe Buchanan. Pioneers all the way to the other end of the floor where the ball gets mishandled a little bit, and then traveling with the ball beneath the goal is going to be Cade Caberline. So Caberline will turn it over, and Benedictine back up the floor, trailing by nine. Coach Moody, I think that was a very strategic timeout. Wanted to make certain that his team does not get that mental thing with the double digits. Here's the deficit three-point shot. No. And Parker shot well off the miss. Karam out of bounds. And it's going to come back in again to the Pioneers from deep in the backcourt. 3 minutes into the second half, still 56-47. Nobody has scored in a minute. That's kind of a long dry spell the way this game has gone today. Pioneers up top side with it. Malachi Bryant, they'll skip it over to the left, deep in the baseline corner, rims out, no good. Declan Sullivan coming up with the basketball, races into the forecourt, skip pass left side to Jack. Vanderwood goes down the left side, out on top, Hagen launching, three, short, rebound, pulled down by Mid-America, and again, it's going to be Joe Buchanan. Thought Joe may have traveled right there a little bit, but apparently no. Back out on top, it's going to be Caberline. Caberline left side, Clay, back out on top, Buchanan. 16 and a half to go in the game. Pioneers have rolled the shot clock to single digits now, and a little reverse layup on the crossover. So Buchanan shows you he can score inside and outside. And it goes to 58-47. 16-16 to play. Ravens are going to have to put a stop to this run right about now. Sullivan comes out on top, and Larry Parker back over goes to Hagen. Shot clock at four, at three, at two, at one. Now the ball's going to be stripped away from LaRue, and the Ravens don't get a shot. It's a two-on-one break the other way, and the driving layup is easy, and the Ravens are in trouble. Malachi Bryant hits that bucket, And it's now 60-47 with 15 and a half to go. And for Mid-America, it is a 7-0 run right now, pushing their lead to 13. And now the ball's stolen again. Pioneers up the floor with it. Here comes Mank. The drive, the shot, no. And lots of contact, which has got Coach Hepker looking for a little help. Doesn't get it. The shot is off the mark by LaRue, way short. And rebound Mid-America, and the bounce gets away from Clay. These two teams are just wild out here right now. They're out of control, and we're going to get a timeout. The media break coming in the nick of time. We're going to do it. 14:59 to go in the game. Mid-America 60, Benedictine 47.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, here we are, 5 minutes into the second half of the game, and Mid-America has stretched what was a four-point halftime lead. Lots of paper, I like it. What was a four-point halftime lead now to a 13-point lead. Again, 15 minutes to play in the second half. We're going to be loading up for the Ravens and going on a little road trip on Wednesday. Next game up for Benedictine will be from Lamoni, Iowa. Join us Wednesday evening, ladies game at about 5:30, guys game 7:30. The Heart of America Athletic Conference season continues here on Care Radio. Pioneers are going to apply some pressure on the Raven inbound play, and for Benedictine, it'll be Larry Parker. He will be bringing in to Harrison Kissling, Hagen Hilgendorf, Jack Vanderwoody, and Bryson LaRue, the other Ravens out there on the floor. Here comes Harrison. He'll work it over to the right side. Feeds underneath, give it going. The layup is going to be missed by Hilgendorf. And that just kind of summarizes how it's going for Benedictine. Pioneers out on top. Back into the game is going to be Shane Stevenson. Remember Stevenson, 6'7" junior from Minnesota. Stevenson will turn, shoot, bounces around to the rim a little bit, and then goes in. He's got 10. 62-47. 14:14 to go. And now Mid-America is on a 9-0 run. Backdoor shot up and good by Jack. He continues to lead Benedictine scoring now with 17 points. The ball's going to be knocked away by Hilgendorf. Picked up Kissling. Harrison, left side. Bryson, it's three. No. Rebound, Pioneers. Malachi is going to bring it back up. Bryant will jump it over to the left side where Buchanan's shot is going to be partially deflected, and we're going to get a whistle, and it will be a LaRue foul. Bryson had made his mind up. He was not going to let that 6'7", 8-foot little short jumper go uncontested. Gets up in the air, picking up what for him is his second foul of the game, so not a big deal. The first free throw is up and good, and Joe Buchanan continues to be a points machine for this team. Buchanan, an 85% free throw shooter on the season, 34-40 coming into the game today. He's hit 2 of 2 this evening, and now 3 of 3. I've got Buchanan with 24 points, and here comes Benedictine. 13:40 left, 64-49. Parker will have it. Heels on the center circle. Pass to the right side. He's going to be stepped in front of a stolen away. Pioneers will race it into the forecourt. Now pull up for the set shot three. Well, here's the deal on that shot. Brooks Langerer was just above the top of the key. So, and he was probably 22 feet away, and the shot went about 20. Now the officials are going to stop and say, you know what? You got to put that in on the sideline over here. And we're going to reset the clock. Hold on. There, they're dropping it to 27. There we go. Shot clock at 27. Benedictine putting it in play. A little over 13 minutes ago in the game. Benedictine with a 15-point deficit. Bit of a hill to climb. Larry Parker goes left side. Corey Dory should come back in. He's in there also in the game. It's going to be Drew Purdy. Corey Dory turns and twists and spins and finally puts a shot up from about 3 feet away that rims off the back. No good. Mid-America back up court with a rebound. Flying down with it is going to be Stevenson. Now the feed over to the left side of the shot. Up and good. 66-49. Ravens down now 17 with 12:40 to go. Larry Parker to Gino. Back to Larry. He'll fall away. Shot. Nope. Rebound underneath. Corridori with the layup put back. And that is six for Gino. 66-51. 12 minutes to go. Declan Sullivan headed for the scorer's table. Here's a driving shot thrown out by Purdy. I have decided that he's only had some limited time, but Purdy plays above the rim better maybe and certainly more than any of his teammates. Because that was a shot that was just thrown at the top of the pit, now to play. Here's a feed left side, shot stripped away a little bit, and picked back up by Benedictine. Ravens up the floor. Over to the right side is going to be Vanderrudy. Feeds underneath, Corridori. Back out on top to Harrison, or rather, not to Harrison, but to Deglin. Right side, Gino. Shot up, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Mid-America. Van Dyke has come into the game. Pioneers with Bosch. Dumps it right side. 11.5 to go in the contest. 66-51. Now Gino knocks it away. Comes down the court and has it stolen away from behind. It's on the floor. Saved by the Ravens. And a block from behind. Mid-America foul, and it's looking like a pickup game down at the YMCA on a Sunday afternoon right now. With 11:25 to go. 66-51. At the free throw line, Will Benedictine. The shot is good for Harrison Kisling. That is his first point of the second half and his fourth point this afternoon. One more shot. Coming up, and it bounces away, no good. 66-52. 11:15 left in the guys' game this afternoon. Great to have you with us here in the Nolan Gym, and it's remarkable that after this game, there will be only three remaining home contests in the regular season for these Ravens. And we're just about ready to flip the calendar and head to moving month. They'll skip past inbounds. Mid-America with 10 on the shot clock. Brings it in. Stepping inside. No room. Back out on top. The three. Nope. Rebound. Slap back out on top. Another three. Nope. Rebound pulled back down by Mid-America. Launched out on top. Now driving into the lane. The shot. Nope. Rebounding it down is going to be Drew Purdy. Outlets at left side. Kisling drives in. Feeds across. The spinning shot. Deglin. No. Rebound Purdy. Yes. Drew Purdy. At 10.5 to go in the half. Little backdoor pass in the lane. Nice move. Hook shot. Got it. Give that bucket to Shane Stevenson, and he's at a dozen. 68-54. Right side, Gino. Did he charge? He did. The defender was set very firmly just inside the lane on the right side, and Gino coming in with an unstoppable velocity. It'll be Corridori's second foul, Benedictine's second foul of the second half. So again, we are midpoint of the second half, and there have been three total fouls called in this men's game. Two by Benedict, two on Benedictine, and one against Mid-America. Now here's a feed down low, and make it three by Benedictine as we're going to get a timeout. Drew Purdy will collect a bit of a foul, and we're going to take a bit of a break. Coming at 9:51 to play in the game today. It is Mid-America 68, Benedictine 54.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Lots of basketball coming up next week on Care Radio, as we will be bringing you games from the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament. We'll have games here on Care Radio Wednesday and Friday. And Benedictine games. No, Tuesday and Friday. Benedictine games Wednesday and Saturday. And sports look on Thursday just to fill the week up. Right now, Mid-America continues to shoot well. They're up to 53% shooting the ball. 26-49, 53%. Really difficult to beat a team shooting 53%. 57% from outside, if you're curious. Here's another three, and that one's good. That 57 just went up a little bit more. A three-point shot by Gary Clay. Ravens up court with it, down 71-54. Out on top, Kissling. Nope, and it goes over the backboard, and we'll come back in to Mank. 71-54. 9:20 to play. So far, Benedictine, this 17-point disadvantage equals their largest deficit today. Jump ball, nicely done by Drew Purdy as he reaches in and gets a hand on top of the ball. Handled by Caden Caverline. Ravens will come up court with it on the alternate possession. 9 minutes to go. Pivoting at the top of the left foot. Ravens will get it back out on top to Bryson LaRue. Over to the right side to Harrison. Kissling will start through the middle. Gets picked up on a double team now. Out dribbles the defense. Skips it over to the left side. The ball gets kicked. No whistle. Back up with it is going to come in America. That ball was kicked. No stoppage of play. And the Ravens are going to come back the other way. Coach Moody's about 8 feet out on the floor right now. He is not happy. Three-point shot, Purdy, a bit short. And the Ravens are going to rebound it out of bounds. 8:40 to go. The ball will come in play from the backcourt. 71-54. Here come the Pioneers, and Malachi Bryant walks it up. Coming up in front of the scorer's table, top side to go to Clay. BC will keep giving you that player defense. That's what they do. It's what they like. Here's a pass down low. It's loose on the floor. Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes BC. Mid-America retreats quickly to get back defensively. The Ravens never had numbers on that transition. Here's a feed to the right side. The shot, Bryson. No. Push back up and in. Corridori. I'm surprised the official didn't say something to Gino as he slaps the ball away. What that does after you hit that little put back shot and you're underneath the rim, you knock that ball away and it gives the defense a chance to get back. And he does because they had to chase the ball down for just a few seconds. There's a baseline three from the other end is good. And Buchanan at 27 now. 74-56. 18-point game. Inside eight. Here's a three. Won't go for Deglin. And up with it, the Pioneers. Benedictine into the forecourt. So Benedictine winning in Olathe with the first two meetings of these teams. Benedictine is going to turn that back today. There's a spinning shot in the first points of the second half by Caden Caberline. And we will get a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 7:17 to go in the game. It's all Pioneers. Mid-America 76, Benedictine 56.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
The scoreboard with 7:17 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine has 56 points. That's probably not far from where Coach Moody would typically expect his team to be and the kind of scoring that he would be looking for his team to score. The flip side of that is Mid-America is just having a game today. Mid-America has hit four of its last four shots. They are 29-52 from the floor. They're hitting 56% of their shots, including 61% of their threes, where they're 14-23. They're perfect at the free throw line today. I mean, they are just scoring a ton of points, and they're going to get 100 today. Here's a three from the left side. Yes! For the Ravens, and Deglin Sullivan. 76-59. As the ball gets at midcourt, Deglin slaps it away. Are the Ravens going to go to is that a zone here? It is a zone defense. How about that? Little 2-3. I always like that. Got a tip of the hat to Jim Boeheim here as their shot goes in. Lots of contact. Ball batted away. And we got Preston Reynolds in the game for a first time in a really long time. BC up the floor to Gino. Back to Preston. He'll head to the corner, keep the dribble alive. Comes out on top to Bryson. Around to the left to Deglin. Sullivan will drive across underneath. Preston out on top. LaRue cuts inside. Sidesteps the defender. His shot is deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be Mid-America. Pioneers with 6:15 to go. Now dump it over to the right side. It's going to be Malachi Bryant with a left-hand dribble out on top. Just over 6 minutes to go. And now the ball slapped away by Preston, and it will be Mid-America ball on the far side. Isaiah Cole was getting ready to inbound it, and then Gerard Bosch says, I'm going to do it. And Bosch has to pull up his gym shorts because they were about ready to lose them. That was about to be an unfortunate circumstance. Here comes Mid-America putting the ball in play. 6 minutes to go. Little jumper, good for two. Two-point shot, Malachi Bryant. 78-59. Three-point shot, Ravens up, no good. Rebound, out of play, Raven basketball. 5:50 to go. Corridori is out. Hilgendorf is in for Benedictine. Looking it in, and the lob on top, the Ravens are going to throw it away. I'm not sure exactly what that inbound plan was, but whatever it was, that was not it, and it's going to go back to Mid-America. Inside 6 minutes left. Pioneers with a basketball. They'll feed it to the free throw line, back and in, little hook shot. There it is, Jordan Bosch. It is 80-59, and we're 5.5 to go. Underneath is Hagen, shot blocked, and we're going to have a foul by Mid-America. Okay. Let's see, it's going to be a shooting violation, so here we go. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Hagen Hilgendorf. Takes the time, puts the shot up, and it's good. One more shot coming up for the big guy. He'll knock them both down. So if we go 3-4 points, 80 divided by 3, 4.5 times 4-0. All right, see, Mid-America is not on that 100-point pace now. They're on a 92.75 pace. And we're going to get a foul on the other end of the court. Commit by Benedictine. Mid-America coming back to the line, leading at 80-61. 5:09 to go. That's going to be a third foul by Elijah Voss, or rather, third foul by Benedictine. Free throw good, second one good. A couple of free throws good by Shane Stevenson, giving Stevenson 14 points this afternoon. Foul is on Drew Purdy, by the way, his third. And we're down to 5 minutes to go in the ballgame, 82-61. Hilgendorf, right side, Deglin, Sullivan crosses over, back to Hilgendorf, who doesn't put the shot up. A defender comes over, gets in front of him, and then intimidates the shot. Ravens try to steal back the rebound. There's a jump ball. It's going to be Mid-America basketball. We're doing a timeout. Our under five break coming at 4:44 left in the contest this afternoon. Pioneers 82, Ravens 61.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, these two teams met earlier this season. Benedictine held Mid-America to their second lowest number of points in a game. That was 59. It was their lowest field goal percentage on the season, 38.6. And their second lowest three-point percentage at 20.5. None of that has helped through here today. Mid-America with 82 points, with still 4:44 to go. They are hitting 56% of their shots, 61% of their threes, and 100% of their free throws this afternoon. So their offensive woes seem to be behind them right now. And here comes Mid-America offensively. The Ravens are going to bring Vince Duca into the game. Mid-America with the ball. Driving into the lane. That's going to be stripped away. Deglin had it, lost it. It's going to go out of bounds. Pioneers will bring it back in. Let's see who Duca comes in for. It'll be for Hilgendorf. See, the Ravens have no shortage of really tall guys out there. They got some big cats. And Vince Duca is one of those. He is a 6'7" sophomore from Budapest. Out on top, Mid-America three, drained it. Wow. They continue to be red hot. That is the fourth three of the game by Gary Clay and his 14th point today. driving down the left-handed layup. Will not go in for Sullivan. Mid-America sweeps down the board, and we're down to 4 minutes of play, 85-61. Pioneers work it over to the right side. Then really the only question is, will they get to 100? Back over to the left side, alone for three. They might. Three-point shot by Clay. He's got nine already this half on three threes. He's got, what now, 17 in the ball game. Here's a Vanderbooty three. It's good. Jack has 20 points. And it's 88-64 with 3:20 to go. And a turnover on the other end. Jack will go coast to coast. Sweeping layup. No. Rebound. Pioneers are somehow going to save that thing down to the baseline. And here they come. 3:10 to play, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach Hepker, taking a break. We're going to do it, Joseph, at 3:08 to go in this game. Mid-America 88, Benedictine 64.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before year end and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Wednesday night here on Gear Radio, Benedictine. On the road twice next week. We'll have them Wednesday night. I'll be up in Lamoni, and we will have them Saturday, as the Ravens will be in Cedar Rapids at Mount Mercy. Here we go, putting the ball in play, and Pioneers coming out of the timeout are on offense. 3 minutes to go. The ball over to the right side. Sullivan, I don't think he was trying to commit a foul, but the Mid-America player, Gary Clay, just kind of tripped over Deglin's foot. And it'll be Sullivan's first foul of the day. And Mid-America will go to the bench. And who do we have in there? Oh, we've got Caberline back in. Haven't seen him out there for a minute. So the Pioneers with 35-42, Bosch in the game, the only non-starter for the starting five out there for Coach Hepker. Nine on the shot clock. Over to the left side, five on the shot clock. Out on top, two on the shot clock. To the right side, one on the shot clock. They'll air it out and hit it. What on earth? That's how it goes some days. 30 points for Joe Buchanan. 2.5 minutes to go. 691-64. Back door. Bensay! No. Point blank layup and it won't go in. See, that's somehow how it goes. You get a point blank layup that won't go in, and a guy falling away throws up a three as the buzzer's going off and drains it. Here's a foul again on Deglin Sullivan, another one. Deglin picking up his second. For Benedictine, Ezra coming back in. And checking in for the Ravens. Going to be out there for the first time today. It's going to be Anthony Hall, a 6'5 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri. 2 minutes left in this one. Well, the Pioneers score nine. Here's the pass around to the top side. Mid-America back over to the right. We'll drive in. Ezra reaches in on the big guy. Can't get him. And the driving shot is going to be up and good. The bucket is in, and it's down 93-64. Anthony Hall comes out on top to Harrison, brings it to Bensay. Left side, Hall, look away pass. Ezra crosses over and puts it up and in by Goffa for two. And Mid-America's going to stop play, but we're not leaving, Joseph. It is just a matter of rotating in the last guys who have not played yet today for the Pioneers. Coach Moody is going to utilize that Mid-America timeout to reach to his bench himself. Braves are going to bring in Gabe Zidzik. Gabe's a 6'7" freshman from Lenexa. So again, Benedictine was the big guys out there. You've got Purdy, Zidzik, and Duca on the floor at the same time. Those guys are all big, big men. Here's a baseline jumper. Nope. Rebound. Vince clears it down. Hits it out to Ezra. 1 minute left. Spike Alpha kicks it over to the left. Sidstick. Ezra gives it to Vince. Shot clock at 11. Vince turns. No, it won't go down. Rebound. Pioneers, they'll come up the court. Up top, signed with a basketball. That's going to be Brandon Van Dyke. Goes down low. That's Caleb Carr. Oh, freshman from Baldwin City. Here he goes. Yeah, a little bit short. The rims are closer in Baldwin, I guess. That was a couple of feet shy of the mark. 23-22, the shot clock's off. Raymond, final possession of the game. Ezra's going to stand on top. Which Raymond is going to get this last shot? One of them's got to take this. Here's Anthony, goes back door, spinning, twisting, no room, back on top, 3 seconds, two. Somebody's got to put a shot up. There goes Ezra, no, final score tonight, Mid-America. 93. Benedictine, 66. We'll be back here in the Nolan to wrap it up for you after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
We'll be right back.
cloud beginning to filter out of the Nova Gymnasium here this afternoon. We're in game two today. Mid-America, well, the Ravens got a little bit of a lead early in the game, you know, 8 minutes in. BC is up seven, and everything is going along pretty well. And then what happened? Pioneers just got hot. And of all the things, I believe the coach that you look at, and, you know, well, you could do a lot of things, but a hot team, a team that just can't seem to miss, is really, really difficult to defeat. And Mid-America ends up the game today, phenomenal numbers, okay? They hit 58% from the floor on 35 of 61. They hit 63% of their threes, 17 of 27, okay? And then were perfect at the free throw line on the game. Add that to the fact that they out-rebounded Benedictine by 13, 35, or 38 to 25, and, you know, it makes for a long afternoon. Benedictine did shoot badly, didn't play that badly. I mean, ending up with 66 points, that's kind of sort of in the neighborhood the coach, I think, wants them and anticipates and expects them to be. So, you know, they're in the neighborhood, and the Ravens hitting 41% of their shots, a third of their outside shots, hit 78% of their free throws today on 7-9, but it just wasn't enough against a red-hot Mid-America team. Let's look at the scoring in the afternoon. First of all, for the Pioneers, I don't know, it's kind of starts and stops. All you have to do is talk about Joe Buchanan. This guy was completely incredible today. 9 of 13 shooting the ball, 7-9 from the outside, perfect at the free throw line. I've got him for 30 points tonight. 14 apiece for Gary Clay and for Shane Stevenson. It was an 11-point game for Brooks Langerer. He had those in halftime. Brooks didn't even score in the second half. Following them, it drops rather dramatically and about has to. You run out of points. You had 4 points for Malachi Bryant, and I also had 4 for Gerard Bosch, 3 in the afternoon for Brenton Van Dyke, and Caden Kamerlein knocking in a couple. For Benedictine, another great game for Jack Vanderwood. He had 20 points today, 15 of those were in the first half. Bryson LaRue also in double figures for Benedictine with a dozen. It was Gino Corridori with 8 today and 7 for Deglan Sullivan. Off the bench, Drew Purdy contributed 6 this afternoon. 4-point game for Harrison Kissling. You had Preston Reynolds. I think Preston may have hit the first shot of the game, a 3, and then ends the game with 3 points today. Ezra Lagoffa had 2, and Hagen Hilgendorf with 2 points this afternoon for Benedictine. That all computes to Mid-America goes to over 500 on the season. They are 11-10 and move to 10-7 in Hart Conference play. For Benedictine, it's been a tough, tough January. They go to 6-12. And they're now 5-9 in the Heart. We're sticking around a little bit. We'll be having a little chat as he gets available with BC head coach Ryan Moody. So he'll be making his way up here in just a little bit. So stick around for that. Ravens next week, a couple of road games. And we got to head up to the Hawkeye State on Wednesday. We'll be up in Lamoni. Benedictine is going to be at Graceland. Ladies game 5:30, guys game at about 7:30. Typical 1-2 punch for that. And then next Saturday, it'll be afternoon basketball as Benedictine will be in Cedar Rapids at Mount Mercy. Here comes Coach. Cedar Rapids and Mount Mercy. So a couple of games for BC from up there. Kind of kicking some stuff out of the way. Coach, let me kick a path up here so you can get through all of my stuff. I'm not sure where to begin because Mid-America's had one of those nights where you throw the ball in the air and it kind of goes in. There was a classic shot down here. The buzzer was going off. They shot extremely well, and that's extremely hard to beat.
Yeah, I mean, they shot the lights out. 63%
yes.
From three.
Pick an adjective. There are a lot of them you could use right there, but yeah.
Yep. I mean, the game plan, honestly, Tom, I mean, was to make them make some threes, and they did. I mean, they stepped in. We tried to take away the two. contest threes. I don't think we did a great job on a couple of their guys, Buchanan in particular. I mean, our closeouts were not on point and not quick enough, but give credit to them and you, because they came in and said, you're gonna clog up the lane. We're gonna shoot threes and we're gonna make them. I mean, they're playing at a really high level. They're healthy. They've won seven of their last eight or six of their last seven or something. And, they're playing at a really high level. And I thought we played really good for the first half. I thought we were efficient. I thought we got, you know, some good looks. And then to start the second half, we had, I think, three wide open threes in the first minute and a half, 2 minutes of the second half that didn't go in. And they didn't miss. And now they get their separation. And it's just, you know, when they're playing that efficient on offense, it's almost impossible to get back in the game. And then, I mean, we clearly let the fact that our offense wasn't clicking impact everything else. So, you know, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in the fact that we look tired. You know, we're coming off that game on Wednesday night, where I think we expended a lot of mental and physical energy. We tried, you know, did everything we know how to do to help them recover and to be in a good spot, but we looked pretty beat up. Our two bigs, Gino and Hagen, look beat up and didn't move very good tonight. But once again, credit to MMU. I mean, those kids, they're moving well. They look great. They're playing good. They just made us look bad tonight.
Coach, you talk about the game plan. It came right out of the gate. I mean, you jumped up. You got a seven on the guys, you know, and it looked like you kind of had them where you wanted them, and you were doing the kind of things that you would probably hope to have been doing tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we would have liked to have gotten more on the block. We would have liked to have gotten more out of our bigs down low. And MNU had a really good strategy to take that away, and we didn't adjust and get it done. I thought that, you know, Bryson and Jack, you know, we need those guys to play well every night, but we didn't get enough scoring out of anybody else. And I'll credit MNU, but, you know, not, you know, specifically our fours and fives really didn't give us much except for Drew Purdy tonight, who I thought played well and played active. But, they did a really, really good job of their ball screen defense. I thought they really gave us some issues, and then on our end, we did not give them any issues on their ball screens.
So you mentioned Drew, and he was one of the places I wanted to go here because he's been getting a little peachy, you know, as the games have gone on, and because you have had some of the older guys banged up, so he's getting some time out there. And, I mean, I saw him, you know, and I thought he played okay.
Oh, yeah.
Today, I looked at him, and now I really see what you're seeing in him because I saw some flashes from him today of some things that I really liked.
Yeah, I think Drew can be a good player. I mean, he's 6'9", he can shoot threes, he's active, he can run, he can block shots. You know, he's just young. I mean, this is his first year playing college ball. He redshirted last year. You got to learn the physicality, you got to learn the toughness that it takes, and you know, I think Drew can hopefully develop and continue. You know, he kind of reminds me of like Eric Cruz. I mean, I think that's, he didn't get any threes off today. I think maybe he got one off today, but I think he gives us kind of that activity at that size that can shoot threes and that can cut hard and get us some offensive rebounds. He reminds me a lot of Eric Cruz.
Well, a little excitement to the game too. You know, he threw that one down in there, and you can see he's kind of a young, emotional kind of a guy that can bring you a lift.
Yeah, no, I think so too. You know, but the key word there's young.
Yeah,
he's got to keep. Got to keep progressing, got to keep getting better. He's earned his minutes. He's playing well in practice. He's done a great job. So we just got to keep him moving forward.
All right, now, so we move into road trip time. I mean,
yeah.
we keep talking, we're counting down the home games, three left after today. And now it's a couple of road games next week. We're going to go up to Iowa. Not too long a trip the first, and a little longer on Saturday. And a couple of good teams at Grayson, maybe more than a good team.
Yeah, Grayson's really good. They're super efficient on offense. They've got a good scheme on defense. They make it just really hard on you. You know, we got to shake this one off. You know, we're in a little rut right now. You know, we've got our guys back. They're not completely healthy, but, you know, we've got to be able to bounce back, get some rest, go up to Grayson, give them a fight. And then I think we're on the road for three straight there. You go Grayson at Mount Mercy and then at Grandview on Monday. So we're kind of staying up in Iowa for the whole
game.
Oh,
yeah, I was forgetting that makeup game on Monday.
Yep,
that's right.
Yep, so we'll stay up there. We'll leave on Friday to go to Mount Mercy, and we'll stay in Iowa until Monday night when we play. That's going to be a great test for us. See if we're getting better and getting tougher, learning from this night and learning from Wednesday. You know, still that inconsistency right now. We're just kind of trying to grind through it with some of these younger guys and these guys that are banged up. So We'll go make something happen on the road. We've won on the road this year.
Yeah, road trips, you know, sometimes you say, oh, gosh, it's a trip. But, you know, sometimes when you're going to spend a day or two, that's kind of a good team minute. You know, sometimes it's there's a kind of a feel-good team building kind of a thing.
Yeah, I agree. And we probably need it after a night like tonight, you know, because tonight just didn't feel good. Tonight was a tough one to stomach. But it's a great group. They're resilient. They'll bounce back. And, you know, we got to develop a little bit of leadership in that locker room. But that kind of that stuff can kind of happen on road trips. So let's get up there. Let's go see what happens in Iowa.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, my friend.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. And that will wrap up here from this afternoon from the Nolan Gymnasium. Again, Mid-America comes to town, comes away with a couple of wins over Benedictine. I want to thank Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back at the Care Sports Studio. Great work, man. But that's always what you do. It's nothing unusual. We love it. Joseph, thank you so much. Till we greet you next time from the Nolan Gym, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.